Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 4th. God is all-powerful and in control. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And Jesus was in the hinder parts of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Mark 4:37-39. The wind wails, and the rains pour down. Trees are crashing down everywhere. Windows are breaking, and walls are falling. As trees fall, their roots are pulled up from the ground, leaving gaping holes as big as a truck. How can anything survive such a storm? Will any house, animal, or person come out of a storm like that unharmed or without losing anything in the storm? A storm like that shows God's mighty power. God's power is shown in the strength of the wind and rain. A wind that can blow over a tree, break windows, or destroy a wall is very powerful. Rain and water that can uproot trees, fill a house, or make streets look like rivers and lakes, such a storm is great and powerful. But did you know that not only can God create great storms, but he can also stop a storm with just a word or command? Jesus said, Peace, be still, and the winds and the rains obeyed his command. The storm, like the one in the Bible, or the one described above, can be so destructive, but God is still in control. You've probably read or seen things on the news about hurricanes and mudslides and flooding and tidal waves and blizzards. There are all kinds of storms and storm results that can mean bad news for human beings. But why? Because we're not all-powerful. We are not in control. We who are Christians can be thankful that we know the God who is. He does protect and provide, even through bad weather and scary storms like that. We can be glad for weather's reminder of just how powerful and sovereignly in control God really is. God is all-powerful, and he has complete control over everything that his power produces. What are some ways that I can see God's power? What are some ways I can see God's control? Do I trust God's power and control in my life? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 4th.